Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I'm so excited to have you back. I want to share a programming note that moving forward, there will be 3 shows per week. Yes, there will be plenty of book recommendations to add to your TBR. New shows will air Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Now on today's show. If you're listening to the show, you know I have been mentioning Book of the Month as one of my favorite subscription boxes. It's one that I continue to sign up because it's only cost $14.95, which makes it affordable and includes free shipping. Today, I want to highlight 5 books that I read that were featured in Book of the Month, and so you can actually think about if you join it, you can pick them as your add-on pick. So here's the first 5 books. The first book is The Kiss Quotient by Helen Huang. This is an adorable and steamy retelling of Pretty Woman, where the man is the escort. If she's an autistic main character, the chemistry was off the charts, and if you like romance, this is a must read. It's a diverse read, which is awesome. I was always looking for diverse reads within the romance genre, so I definitely encourage you to pick this one up. I actually ended up listening to this book, and it was definitely a great listening experience. So if you don't do Book of the Month, but you ended up picking this book up, just pick the audio version. And it's available in Hoopla, so if you have access to that to your library, that would be awesome. Okay, the second book is How to Walk Away by Katherine Sander. This book was recommended by Clara in episode 39 and Sarah from Sarah's Bookshelves, so this book was one of my top summer picks after I read it. This book features a strong female character who is challenged to overcome a major obstacle that completely changes her life. This book was emotional, the romance was present, but it wasn't the main point. I really love this book. This is a good women's fiction book, so if you're looking for that kind of genre, this is a good book to pick. If you like Me Before You, this will be a good book to pick too. If you like that one, then you should definitely pick How to Walk Away. Okay. The third book is The Book of Essie by Megan McLean Weir. I read this book over the summer and my thoughts was I couldn't stop reading. This book features a 17-year-old girl named Essie, and she's part of a Christian-based reality TV show. She's kind of like the Dugars family. She's the younger daughter, and when we start the book, we find out she's pregnant. So her mom and the producers were trying to figure out what to do with the pregnancy, whether to have an abortion, which was not okay within their values, or getting married. And so we did not know at the beginning who was the baby daddy, so I just kept reading because I wanted to know who the baby daddy was, how Essie decided to go about doing her baby, and what she decides, how she ended up leaving her family behind. So those were the main points why I kept reading the book. I really enjoyed this book. I found it was actually, if you like reality TV shows, this is a fun book to read. I did find one character problematic, but overall it was a juicy drama to pick. So it was a good summer read. But you can read it in the fall if you're looking for just a fun summer read, fun read to read. And yes, you do find out who the baby daddy is. It is a mystery until the very end. So it was good. The fourth book is Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Tilla Jenkins Reid. This was my second historical fiction that I read, and I'm so glad because it was so good. This book is set in Hollywood, in the old school Hollywood in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. It follows Evelyn, who shares her life story to journalists, and she charges the journalist to write her biography that hasn't been written. In the book, she dives into her 7 husbands, because she got married 7 times, and also her love story, which has nothing to do with the 7 husbands. This book has many twists and turns, and it keeps you guessing. And when I was done reading this book, all I wanted to do was reread it again. So if it's a really good book. It brought me tears to my eyes, which was not normal. I don't cry a lot, so this book did bring some tears. It was really good, and it's actually one of my top favorites of the year. The fifth and final book of this list is my only skip it recommendation. So don't pick this book up, and I'll tell you all about it. So it's Fashion Victim by Amina Akhtar. I read this as an ARC, this book, last month, and it left me wanting more. This book is touted as Heathers Meet Devil Wears Prada. This is a story of a serial killer who's on the loose, and I wish we had the point of view of the victims or the police or how they catch the serial killer, but she doesn't even get catched. It's just basically the serial killer going manic, psychotic phase. I'm just telling people. So it wasn't that good. It was just like, I really didn't like this book. So I would definitely encourage you not to pick this book up. It's just not, it's not a good book. I think I gave it 3 stars just because the writing was fine, but the reality was it was just like, if I, looking back, it would probably be a 2-star read for me. So skip this book up. Pick those other 4 books up. There were much better things. Over the next few months, I will share more book recommendations from Book of the Month picks. I find that Book of the Month I get access to thrillers, historical fiction, contemporary fiction that I normally wouldn't buy on my own. So if you're interested in joining Book of the Month, you just go to whattoreadnextblog.com/bookofthemonth. For a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/66. If you want to connect with fellow readers, then you should go join the What to Read Next Blog Facebook group. For the month of November, we're reading The Great Unknown by Kristen Hannah. To join the book, join the group, just go to whattoreadnextblog.com/Facebook. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This will help the podcast get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening and I hope to see you soon.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.